Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. El Shaddai, Almighty God. Let your words take root and bear fruit in us today, Lord. You be seen and heard, Lord. Child of God, Adonai bless you and keep you. Adonai make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. Adonai turn his face toward you and grant you shalom. Please allow me to speak over you a word that the Lord gave me recently. My child, you are going to make it. I have seen you and I have watched you. I have watched over you, especially in your times of fear and doubt. I have been extra close to you, especially in your times of fear and doubt. I do not let go of you. Everything around you has been hard like brass, but I have echoed in your spirit. I have echoed in your inner man, and you have heard me. Continue to let godly, holy, reverential love and fear of me guide you and keep you. Do not let Leviathan the Twister pull you into deception or lying or grievousness or strife. Godly, holy, reverential love and fear of me will keep you standing and walking in the right way, in my way. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your word. For such a time as this, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what shape, form, or fashion Satan tries to come against us. For I believe that a godly, holy, reverential fear and love of Almighty God is falling over the entire earth right now. This godly, holy, reverential fear and love brings clarity, setting us free from the chaos and insanity and fear and dread that Satan has tried to take hold of us with, that Satan has tried to put on us, to bind us with, to confuse us with, to poison us with, to make us run any which way in fear with. As far as I have experienced, and as far as my spiritual eyes can see, I declare in the name of Jesus, and I perceive in my spirit, that the ungodly works, plans, and schemes are being broken by God Himself today. The Lord says, let today be your day of freedom for those of you who can receive it. So it is our duty as children of a God of justice to do our due diligence, to look for and to follow the truth. The truth will make us free. So can we make that declaration that the Lord just gave us? Can we say, Lord Almighty God, I believe that the ungodly works, plans, and schemes are being broken by you, Almighty God, today. In my life, I say today is my day of freedom and I receive it. Amen. We have Jesus, who is the Word. We have the blood of Jesus. We have the armor that is Jesus. We have the victory of Jesus. And I believe that is one reason why the Lord has been telling us to get up from the earth, to get up and out of all that would stop us from fulfilling God's purpose for our lives. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Child of God, breathe. Keep breathing. Rise up from the earth. You be an explosion. I call forth those of you who are of the spirit of David to take down the ungodly giants in your life. I call forth those of you who are of the spirit of Daniel. Open your windows and continue to worship God, no matter what. I call forth those of you who are of the spirit of Caleb. I pray you will shout, "Give me my mountain." Go and take new ground. I call forth those of you who are the spirit of Joseph. And I declare that you are being called out of prison. And the Lord calls you, Lazarus. Come out of your grave clothes. Hallelujah. Dry bones, come alive. There will be an explosion of Holy Spirit power. You were bought for a price. Do not believe the worldwide web of lies. Israel, England, Canada, Australia, we call you forth into all that Almighty God has for you. And I ask you, if you want to invite Jesus into your heart and into your life, would you say these words with me? Would you say, "Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin. And I believe that you rose on the third day. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to forgive me of my sins right now. I repent and turn away from them right now. And I say, I am sorry. Forgive me. And I ask you, Jesus, please come into my heart. Please come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to show me Jesus. And Holy Spirit, let Jesus be seen in me." And I hope that you were able to say those words. And right now, I would like to lift up our governor, Ron DeSantis. The Lord has impressed on me that we have a good governor in Ron DeSantis. And I declare, "Thy kingdom come, Lord, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," in Ron DeSantis and his family. And I lift up Donald J. Trump as he stands in his anointed position of David, that thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Donald J. Trump and his family. Because when all of this is over, it has to be said, and it shall be said, that only God could have done this. Because as with America, so goes the rest of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if you were able to say those words and invite Jesus into your heart and into your life, I refer you to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. So now, through the church, the multifaceted wisdom of God might now be made known, revealing the mystery to angelic rulers and authorities in heavenly places. That is the mystery that surrounds our being in the Lord Jesus. And that we can do because Luke chapter 10 verse 19 says, "Listen carefully. I have given you authority that you now possess to tread on serpents and scorpions and the ability to exercise authority over all the power of the enemy, Satan. And nothing will in any way harm you. So let us seek him with all our heart, our mind, our soul. Let us search for more of Jesus. Search for more of Jesus until we diligently find him. And now, yes, child of God, let us speak life to our dry bones. You speak life to your dry bones. Place your hand on your chest. Stand up and say scripture with me. Let us stand and declare, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these dry bones. Behold, I cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I lay sinews upon you, and bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. Oh, hallelujah. We receive it, Lord. It is ours. Amen. So be it. Hallelujah. I'm reminded, you know, that the census that demanded that Joseph and Mary had to travel through, even though she was due to give birth, is timely for us because it reminds us that we have been on a hard journey and that we are ready to give birth. Hallelujah. I suppose it all boils down to what is the source of our strength. In Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus, in answering his disciples, said to them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say that unto this mountain, to speak unto the situation, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Hallelujah. Whoever says, be thou cast into the sea, and shall have no doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, be careful of our words, shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Hallelujah. And I heard a trusted prophet expertly unfold the word of God. And he said one sentence that echoed through me. And again, please allow me to share that word with you. He said, I speak to the light in you. Oh, hallelujah. He just looked straight and said, I speak to the light in you. Oh, that just struck me through and through. So, child of God, I pray that you have allowed me to speak to the light in you. And may I remind you that there is not enough darkness to hide you. You shine. You stand up, you shine forth, you go out, and you be all that Almighty God made you to be. You be a child of the living God. Let it be seen, let it be known. Shine your Jesus. Amen and amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more